This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
The supply chain in just a minute, but first, let us review, if we might, our energy coverage on this program the past week or so. Told you about the spike in natural gas prices here and globally last week. Followed that up with a story about high coal prices here and globally. Today we're going to talk about the rising price of the other fossil fuel, oil. Of course, both benchmarks, West Texas Intermediate, which is ours, and Brent North Sea Crude, which is global, closed above $80 a barrel today, first time that has happened in 7 years. So we got the guy at Marketplace who deals in all things energy to explain what's up and how long these high oil prices and, oh, by the way, high gas prices might stick around. Here is Andy Euler.
$80 a barrel? That sounds high, I guess, but 3.25 per gallon for gas at your local station? Now that's definitely high. Politicians know that, and some of them are arguing we need to get more U.S. producers to drill.
Gasoline at the pump is driving that discussion.
That's Eric Smith at the Tulane Energy Institute in New Orleans. That price at the pump could be due to Hurricane Ida, which shut down a lot of production. The Biden administration has asked OPEC to fill the gap, but Smith thinks that's a bad play, given all the reserves in the U.S.
It doesn't make a lot of sense for any kind of long-term economic development in the United States to shut down our long suit voluntarily so that other countries can exploit it.
Historically, at $80 a barrel, energy companies would be rushing to drill. And we have seen rig counts in Texas's Permian Basin inch up a bit. But Greg Priddy, an energy market consultant, says it's not the usual suspects.
It's not Chevron or ExxonMobil that are adding rigs in big numbers. It's the small independent wildcatters.
The bigger players are sitting out right now to protect investors' dividends. So the big question is, are they going to get in?
There will be somebody out there who is willing to put money in.
Eleanor Wald is president of Transversal Consulting.
The question is just, at what point will we see that happen?
Walt says it's not going to be overnight. New infrastructure is slow and expensive. But she also doesn't think prices are going to plateau at $80 a barrel. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.